content. We were talking earlier about deliverance. Deliverance from what? If we can't talk about it, what we being delivered from? Sure. Why we at the altar clapping our hands saying, Lord, deliver from what? Tell me what I'm supposed to be delivered from. As a man, as a young man, am I, when I'm having these feelings, are you telling me this ain't what I'm supposed to feel? Or you're telling me that I should be able to control how I'm feeling? That's my point number one. Point number two, in my closing, how I deal with myself is to realize that the Naaman Williams of 2023 is not the Naaman Williams of 2019.
Another episode of the CVMK show, because it is what it is. I am your host, the one, the only, Mr. CVMK 33 himself, Cody Ritter Marshall Kelly. For them that know, you know, I have an amazing episode. Look, when it comes to the creation of content, it's just not a random thought. It's not a random practice. It is not a random course of events that I do because I don't have anything better else to do. I want to inform my audience. I want to educate. I want to inspire. I want to help. I want to transform. And I think every human being deals with this, not nuanced, but I would say not verbally flushed out feeling and understanding of attraction, mismanaged attraction, or what can be labeled as lust, L-U-S-T, lust. And it's easy to demonize something that every human being partakes in. It's like demonizing how people breathe. Obviously, there are good ways to receive oxygen and not so good ways that show that there are symptoms of damage to one's respiratory system. But we're going to conquer and discuss and flesh out self-mastery, because self-mastery is important. And because it is important, I brought a particular subject matter professional on the show who is not scared to be challenged, not scared to go there. The one, the only, Pastor Naaman. Pastor Naaman, how are you doing today?
I am great. What's up? What's up? You already know.
Appreciate you being on.
Yes, sir. It's an honor.
Hey, no problem. No problem, man. I almost went to a bowl on Sunday, man. I couldn't shake off. I was dog tired, bro.
Yeah.
I was karaokeing all night, and I didn't have an ounce of church energy in me.
I get it. And guess what? I understand. I'll say that.
I appreciate you. Look, I want to cover, you know, lust, because it was a taboo, not a taboo topic. It was a topic that was like, don't ask, don't tell, you know, mismanaged expectations. Just a lot of, I would say, religious theatrics, right? Not fully understood or even wanting to engage in, I think, the proper channels. And the problem is with this is that everyone deals with this, right? So we're going to go here. We're going to start here. We're going to deal with the origin of it. And then I'm going to throw the first question to you. So we have here Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the first verse, and I'm going to read it in the Message Bible because, you know, I've been trying to get away from the traditional King James, you know, just trying to, you know, broaden my palate. So when my opportunities, you know, arise, I can speak to it, right?
I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it. And the word says, the serpent was clever more clever than any wild animal. God had, oh, I was muted. My bad. He spoke to the woman. Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden? Mm. And the woman said to the serpent, not at all. We can eat free from the trees in the garden. It's only about the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it or you'll die. The serpent told the woman, you won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil. And when the woman saw that the tree looked good, or looked like good eating, and realized what she would get out of it, she knew everything. She took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband, and he ate. And immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on. Saw themselves naked, and they sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. So that was a lot. And I think that is the start, right? We're in the garden, two human beings. This is obviously something we hold as a Christian Judeo truth. That's for another conversation. We can talk about origin of species. But you have, you know, these two individuals. And apparently they have everything. They have God. They have shelter. They have a place of residence. They have even a job, so to speak. Not in the traditional sense, but definitely a lordship over things. And the only thing they do not have is the thing they want the most. She is persuaded by this animal that, out of persuasion, obviously this is not the first animal that had approached her. I think the King James says he was more subtle than all the other creatures, right? So this is not the first go-ahead. But over a course of time, right, this conversation turns into a seed that is planted, and the serpent convinces her that you will have everything and you shall be as God. Or, and I think one translation says as gods, right? Mm-hmm. So what is wrong with human beings that what we have isn't enough?
That's a great question. What we have isn't enough. Well, I'm a pastor, so I'm gonna go Bible with you. What is it? First John, when it says that we have the lust of the flesh,
yeah,
the lust of the eye,
pride of life,
and the pride of life.
Yep.
So what the serpent, he sold a dream, and he sold what you can't have that you can actually have. Many times when we talk about lust, we just talk about the sexual orientation of it. But it's really when you put your eyes on something and you manipulate so you can obtain, so you can put your hands on it. So in that, many times we have to deal with our flesh. It's because, Cody, simply this, and I can answer this question simply, that this, our flesh is never satisfied. It always wants more. Our flesh is never satisfied. I'm talking about our flesh. It always wants more, or thinks that it deserves more. And then from that, we go after things and it becomes lust.
So if the truth of the matter is what we have is not enough because we always have this temptation to desire more, every human being therefore possesses this unique trait, this appetite, right? And I think we get caught up in the details of what the appetite is. And I'm not saying that, you know, certain appetites maybe are more apropos than the others, but an appetite is an appetite, right? Like, if you eat donuts and I eat tacos, if, you know, we're both overweight, you know, this is the same poundage. how can we humanize this in a way so that we can have a very comfortable conversation with, it's okay to have an appetite. It's not okay to be dominated by your appetite.
I believe it's, we can say it's okay to look.
To have an appetite.
Yes. I think it's, I sure. think that the appetite actually insinuates the craving.
Okay.
When you say look, sometimes you can't even help yourself. It's because it's right there. And then scriptorial, the scripture that you use, you let us know that, that the serpent wasn't the first animal to talk to Eve. We interpret that. So what was the difference? What did he offer? What did he say that no one else said? He studied her. He studied her and said, okay, she got it going on. She got a good sense of what this eating thing is about. But there's something that she cannot touch. So let me offer her what she cannot touch. Let me offer her necessarily what she's been told not to touch or she could not possess. Let me offer that. And many times we as human beings in our flesh, we desire or look at what we're not supposed to have.
I mean, optics, you know, line of sight is line of sight. Obviously, I mean, there's, you know, unavoidable line of sight. You're in a setting and you see whatever that whatever is. And, you know, depending on your preference, appetite, that becomes something that is appealing. But, and I think you hit it on the head, it's what was offered or what did the service say that was so unique? Because there were other trees, apparently, and we can dissect yes. that, right? There were other trees.
Yes.
But this tree, and that, you know, King James said, first she saw that it was good for food, and then she ate it. And but the Bible says that God said, don't eat it. And then he said, don't even touch it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I was just wondering, because you can't eat without touching. Why would you say eat and then touch, right? So what is so in the gap that magnifies itself to the point you're willing to risk heaven and earth for this one thing? And don't we all, regardless of faith, deal with dynamite, right? I feel like, you know, it's, you can't talk about it. There's so many nuances and, you know, it's just like, but I just don't think we're in church, out of church, whatever. We just won't deal with personal dynamite. Can we at least start there and say every human being possesses personal dynamite, regardless of the explosion or implosion?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think we preach about it. When Joseph was lied upon, the Bible lets us know that Joseph was a good-looking man.
Yeah.
So this was straight lust. This was, I don't want you to be my husband. I don't want you to take over this particular kingdom. I want you. You are good looking, right?
Right.
So it's in there. Attraction and lust is in there. We just have to draw from it and have the conversations of the difference in attraction, lust, looking. We just got to be honest about it and have a truthful form of what you say it is, what it is. Something, especially with this topic, it is what it is.
All right, well, let's go there. Let's talk about it is what it is, the honest topic of attraction. After a quick word from us.
Right. There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
As go to www.cbmkglobal.store, look, I got with me Superpower. I'm telling you, get this pre-workout today. But I just dropped The Way. When I do the unboxing of The Way, I'm telling you, it's the only way you'll ever need. I thought it was a catchy title when I created it. No, but The Way is the best way isolate. Only 110 calories, 25 protein, easily digestible. Where else can you get it? But at www.cvmkglobal.store, use code CVMK for 20% off. Get The Way today. So let's talk about optical view, right? You know, there's this myth that you have to manage. I'm not talking about engaging in inappropriate behavior. I'm just talking about you can't be honest with what you see. You see what you see, right? And you see every day, I hope, you know, or else, you know, you'd be seeing impaired, right? Visually impaired. So you have sight, you have a line of sight, depending on who comes into this line of sight, you interpret that data gets sent to your brain now sends, you know, electrons down your spine, and whatever reaction happens after that, that's totally up to you, right? So when we come into these arenas where there is attraction, particularly in what I would say more your traditional conservative settings, obviously, you know, there are do's and don'ts. But I feel like we're at a stage of pretend. And then when you pretend, you get perversion. So you pretend as if this thing isn't real. And then on the flip side, you have the adverse effect that is super extreme, right? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say, hey, look, this isn't right. I'm going to be honest with you. Shorty booty big. I can't watch your big booty. That's why I got to leave your church and join another church, because I can't see you singing in a praise team. Why can't you say that and not be destroyed? Because you're trying to protect yourself, your family, your marriage, your relationship. But all of a sudden, it's like, I can't be honest because I'm a dog because, you know, I'm not Abraham and my body's not dead.
I think you're describing church hurt. Ain't that what that's called? Church.
I don't know if it's church hurt or just that's pretend.
Okay, so Cody, this is what it is. Okay, so we have made this imaginary line,
yeah,
things that we cannot talk about, and we don't know who we can't talk about it even with. Can we not talk about it when we with men? Can we not talk about it when we with cousins? Can I not talk about it when we with a ministerial staff? We don't even know who can we talk, you know, why we can't have this conversation. And the reason why we can't have this this conversation, in my opinion, I think that people don't want to admit that they have a type. They have a type that they are literally attracted to. And when I am, and I'm not literally just not talking physical, I am talking about physical plus loud.
Yeah,
physical,
yeah.
Plus laid back or yeah, whatever it is, yeah, that we don't really talk about the type, like in church. It's like a taboo that we can't talk about it. So now we're suppressing everything that we've seen and everything that we're thinking. So now we're thinking that we're abnormal. I shouldn't have seen that. I shouldn't have thought that. And now we don't have conversations of, wow, that is a very attractive person.
But even in the sense of abnormalcy, even in the sense of, you know, this is considered not kosher. Have we created an environment where you can be safe to discuss these things?
Well, apparently, I think that's what you're trying to do on today.
Sure.
But adding the component that it's gotten, the reason, in my opinion, that it's at an all-time high is because of social media. Now, we not only dealing with what we see in reality, now we see filter, fantasy, video, content. We see everything that necessarily As the old folks used to say, you ain't leaving nothing for later, dare I say, right?
Right.
So there in turn, now we're dealing with having way more visual content than we've ever have had before. So Cody, how many times do you see somebody present themselves on social media where they not at their best?
Never.
Right. So now you, every time you flip to that page, or every time you scroll, you see somebody at their best. So now we have that added component. So now the conversation, and in my opinion, has to be had just simply. I don't think that we have to go tremendously deep and cross any line, but I don't think it's a problem with somebody saying that's a nice looking man or that's a nice looking woman. I don't think that, because it's true.
Sure.
It is. It's true. But Cody, let me ask you this question. If you allow me to do it on your show.
Sure.
What is the difference in us honoring and saying how movie stars, dare I say, or models are fine or stacked or the males, they're ripped. Yeah. And it's easier for us to say that about them.
Sure.
But we can't say it about the people who walking down the aisle.
I mean, I think that's a toss up. That's pretty easy. The short answer is proximity. These individuals, athletes, famous people, whatever, movie stars, because we don't know them, we're not in their circle, we're not in their arena, we're not in their stratosphere, even socially, economically, you know, however we want to categorize it. For something that is that abstract, you can look at it because there's no harm, no foul.
Is it lust?
It still is. It still is. It's the same it's the same entity working. But because the reach is so far,
the reach is
no
far.
Harm, no foul. When the reach is within proximity, all of a sudden it's, you can't do that, right? Right.
It's doable, huh?
Right. It's literally right. In every sense of the word, it is doable, right? But that's the problem.
Okay.
Because of that. You know, that's what happens.
All right. Okay. I accept that and I agree. Totally.
So I mean, I think, you know, what kind of happens is you feel like you are imprisoned by your own feelings. And that's why I think deliverance, we're having such a problem with it, or even just the issue of inclusivity, because if my feelings are reprimanded, But this is a truth, not the truth, because feelings are facts, but they're not truth. I can't submit them to the Holy Spirit because I can't even be honest that they even exist in the first place, right? So now I just walk around pretending. like no. And I feel like at that point, you're lying, right? But protecting people, because people are really the problem. And this is why I think it's, I don't want to get churchy. I don't want to do that.
Come on, give me one. Give me one.
I was gonna do, but.
Give me one.
So, this is my theory.
Okay.
I don't have evidence for it. But the first conversation that you see with humanity is between a woman and a serpent. It's not even between Adam and God. And it's interesting that the first sign of true intelligence leads us down this path. And you ask the question, what did the serpent present? Because all Adam did was respond to say, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, right? But the first engagement, the back and forth banter, is between her and it. The missing piece is, what was Adam missing even in the beginning, right? That her completion or her attention was so distracted from him that she shifted to this thing.
Oh, that's easy. Like you would tell me, Adam definitely was missing conversation.
Okay.
Adam by far had to be missing conversation. So I don't know what theological side that you believe. Was Adam there or what? He wasn't there.
So I have this theory. I have this theory that it wasn't immediate. And okay. See, the Message Bible doesn't do it justice. The King James is like, there's like a comma there. And I think it says like, and then she handed it to him, or then she gave Adam this. But it's not, the way it reads is not like it's a continuous sequence. It was like she ate it. She saw that it was good. So there had to be time to eat it, consume it, and realize she didn't die. And then she presented this to him. Right? So
he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate to say that. Can you please don't post this? I don't. Please.
And that's what I'm saying. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
And because of his absence, you know, this guy, this servant, the servant kept in. So, yeah. You know, that's.
He slid in the DM, right?
That's he what slid in the DMs out of absence, right? He wasn't there. So,
right, okay.
You know, you slide in the DMs. So, you know, that's what it's so. That is what is so wild about it. I really don't think people realize that, and I want to unpack this, because lust will always be a part of the human condition. The only way to manage, quote unquote, it is through covering.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to back you up, to give you full understanding, forgive everyone full understanding, what I believe is based upon covering. It's because when they found out that they were naked, the first thing that they did was look for another tree.
Mm-hmm.
To do what? To cover.
Yeah.
So they lost the covering of one tree. That was a covering in the Garden of Eden. They lost one covering. Because that covering, apparently, they had no worry at all. But I want to say this to the married couples that you may be listening. Even though they didn't have any worry, had all provision, he still found a way to slide in the DM. So what happens was, when Adam and Eve found themselves, they found themselves naked. Now they need fig to cover themselves. Cody, what was they covering?
Their nakedness, or what was open.
They covered what was open.
What was open. Well, let's talk about closing the door. Quick word about sponsors. We'll talk about closing the door.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
www.cvmkglobal.store, where it goes down, best pre-workout, Superpower, Warrior Thirst, protein, the way, the vegan protein transform in chocolate and in vanilla, BCAA saucy, and the creatine super thick, so you can be super thick.
There we go.
It's true though. So we talk about, you know, this open concept, right? I think I think there's an assumption that covering is automatic. One size fits all, but like somehow it just happens, right? But the reality is they were always naked. You know, they were just aware of when this thing happened, right? So it was innate. It was natural to have this feeling of vulnerability, and the vulnerability gets exposed through conversation. Optically, this thing becomes like a seed that is planted on the inside. And I'm sure that conversation took place over years. I don't think it was just a one and done deal, right? I'm gonna give Eve a lot of credit in this. But it happened eventually. It happened. We know that. So that gets churchy, because we can do that by Genesis 4, because the Bible says in over the course of time, Abel, you know, the Cain's the fruit from the ground, he presented it unto the Lord over a course of time, right? So you start seeing a pattern in this, right? Yes, so we just don't know how long the time is.
It's the timing, Reverend.
But this is where it gets funny. Is there, do couples, and I think maybe, you know, we can shift to the married couples. Is it normal, and in your experience, do married couples engage in the conversations and the practices to help covers one's vulnerability?
Man, that's an amazing question. You said practice.
Right.
That's, I don't know if they practice it. Gotcha. I think they may try.
Sure.
But I don't know if they practice it. Practice it so you can get better at it.
Yeah.
I do believe that it is tremendously vital, especially in this era, in this season. It is tremendously vital to cover where your spouse or mate may be weak at to... just because you're covering it, of course, it doesn't mean that you're condoning it, but you're covering it. You're filling in the gap. What you're saying, you just say you're interceding, right?
Yeah.
To make sure that weakness is not weak anymore. It's because we're one. That's where one comes in. It's because where you're weak at, I may be strong at. So practicing, I believe that, you know, from my experience, I have to say that we have to do a lot better in practicing. I believe that we're trying, but the practicing and working towards perfection, I believe that's something that, you know, all married couples need to step their game up in.
How come there isn't an emphasis? Why are we in this space where I feel like there's an entitlement or to me a laziness? Like, this is terrible. I don't even know if I'm going to use that example. I think the yesteryear woman was, you know what? Let me not do that. Let me not bury myself. I think.
Please.
Yeah, I had to throw that one back. Might edit that part out. So I think former generations of individuals were more understanding of vulnerability, but there was uncompromised standards. And what I mean by that, like an expectation, all right, but you have to do blah blah blah, A, B, and C. This is what I expect of you. I don't know if that was healthy. I wouldn't say it was healthy, but I will say that's how you get to 50, 60 years, you know, in the game, right? So now, you know, everything is out and open. There's, you know, every time you go on a date, I see what you're eating. And it seems like, you know, failure is just as prevalent as success in relationships. And the only thing to me that has changed are the people. You know, the dynamics have always been what they are. It's the people. It's the people. And some could say it's because of this false maybe aim that I should be this and you should be that, right? And that our whole focus has shifted into something that I'm not saying is unachievable, because to some degree it can be and to some degree it is, but it is a very heavy burden. So back to the question. That was a long way to ask this question. How can we make adult relationships more controlled, more manageable, and less, I won't even say, because I think less isn't one thing, less based off of trajectory, because I think trajectory, because I don't always see lust as something sexual. I think sometimes some people marry because or some people partner with each other because, you know, you thought this person was going to become faster. I really don't think that it's always this physical thing. I think that's only an aspect. I mean, intellectualism is attractive, you know. So how can we start dialing back and making sure that it is alignment, or does alignment even exist?
I think it's one of your better questions, Cody, but I think you've opened up the box of taboo is because many of those generations that you talked about really just came out of slavery. So the understanding of what a particular home or household and how it was going to be covered and what was going to be produced out of that household, and I believe it just took out some time to figure out the African-American dream, dare I say. I do believe to this day that people date really on potential, and the word you use, trajectory. I don't think that there's nothing that we really can do about that, because I believe that many people have dated people, married people, that they were actually dating the person that they wanted them to become and not dating that person who was right in front of their face. They were dating potential. Give you a prime example, to be totally honest with you. In my marriage, one of the things that was so attractive about my wife is that she understood the lifestyle of a PK. She understood. We was able to have conversations that I really couldn't have with a lot of other women. And that was tremendously attractive to me, besides her physical attributes. Once you start adding that on, now I don't know if you want to call it lust, Reverend.
Sure.
But when I realized as a man that I could have a vulnerable conversation and not be looked less than, it's because she's experienced it. It opened me up more than I ever would have opened up. It's because there was a level where we were meeting where we were and not where we were going. So for me, I would say it's tremendously hard not to date potential or what we could be at. And then those of us that are married, think about it, Cody, the goals that we have, where we want to be, or in this part right here, where we should be, my Lord, right there. Yeah. So things of that nature, for me, you know, come up to be prevalent as well.
So then you answer my question. Therefore, it's not pure attraction that solely fuels what we call lust or is the makeup of lust. I think it's false expectation that it becomes dangerous, because you said it can't be based off of your expectancy or misguided faith, right? But it has to be embedded in the reality of that individual and the reality of that circumstance. And the problem is reality is hard to deal with, right? But if that's the case, and maybe I'll give you as a closing this is the closing argument, as a closing segment, you know, and I'll throw this out there and I'll let you ponder on it, because I got to cut to my sponsor, which is myself. But as a last hurrah, the actuality or the reality of life of love, can we now center our expectations, even in our preaching? Because it's hard to say that and yet say it's coming in 3 days, right? We are obsessed with faith. Whatever particular faith we ascribe to, we are obsessed with it. We are like an addictive individual. It is something that is embedded in our conscience because it gives us hope, gives us drive, it gives us some type of security, realized or unrealized, right? But it can also be very dangerous if mishandled. Can we start having a real conversation about the facts of life? I'll let you think on this. Quick word from our sponsors.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, CVNK33. Look, you're watching the CVNK show, the Cody Brennan Marshall show, because it is what it is. So what you waiting on? Subscribe, share, like, comment, or whatever you do. Stay tuned. CVNK show.
Yo, subscribe, YouTube, CVMK, hit the notification bell right now. Share, like, comment. Trying to get this thing up. Right now we are growing. We almost had a real, I would say, nice little start church. About 4,300 subscribers on YouTube. We got some numbers. We're going to get some more numbers. We're going to keep doing this thing. So, can we start being real?
Absolutely. But you have to understand this, Cody. Everybody reality ain't the same. So what you may consider being real may not literally be real to somebody else. And to back that up to, like, when we talk about faith and the, we understand that biblically there are levels in this faith. There are levels to it. So if you don't speak upon what you believe, do you really believe it? If you don't speak upon what you really believe, do you really believe it? Cody, you and I go at it all the time in sports about you love LeBron. I love Kobe. You give me as many stats as you can. I give you as many facts like that as I can. It's because I believe it. So, Cody, if I don't say it, then do I really believe it? Because I believe that Kobe is better. That's my reality. But to you, I may be out of my mind. And I want you to understand that me and the people that we worship, that we fellowship with, that we go to work with, our realities are different. It's because literally what we believe, how we believe it, and when we think that it's going to happen. Cody, I promise you, I never was a preacher that was thought that I would say 7 days. I never thought I would say that until I experienced it for myself. Until I experienced it for myself when I heard the Lord say, yep. Well, it was 13 days for me. It was 13 days. This was years ago. I wasn't even pastoring. And it manifested. So, Cody, would I be selfish to leave that experience just for me when I'm governing over God's people, walking in there, have no hope at all?
Sure.
None.
Sure.
So it is my job. It is my job to speak Jesus and to give hope. That's my job. So many times in the church, what we do is we don't follow up with how to get there. We don't follow up that what faith without works is dead. We don't talk about the works. I give you that, Cody. We don't talk about the works. We don't talk about go to school. We don't talk about fill out the application. We don't talk about get somebody to do your resume. We don't talk about that. We say 21 days you're gonna get it. So my reality is I actually believe that the Lord is gonna do what I just said.
I like it. Well, I'll let you close with this, since you are saying I always get the hard topics. So we talk about that reality. We talk about the works. So
yes.
Amen. So as a believer, as a Christian, we talk about self-mastery. What are some of the tips that you would give as far as managing yourself so that you can always be in bounds at all times?
Wow. Two things I want to talk about. I want to talk about deliverance. We throw this word around in church with no content. We were talking earlier about deliverance. Deliverance from what? If we can't talk about it, what we being delivered from? Sure. Why we at the altar clapping our hands saying, Lord, deliver from what? Tell me what I'm supposed to be delivered from as a man, as a young man. Am I, when I'm having these feelings, are you telling me this ain't what I'm supposed to feel? Or you're telling me that I should be able to control how I'm feeling? That's my point number one. Point number two, in my closing, how I deal with myself is to realize that the Naaman Williams of 2023 is not the Naaman Williams of 2019. I have to understand that there's areas that I've grown in. There's areas that I'm stuck in. There's areas that the Lord has provided in. And it is imperative for us as believers is to be honest with ourselves. And we're going to be honest with nobody else. It's to be honest with ourselves of where we are in this walk with Christ. It's because having to analyze yourself, and you're not analyzing yourself with the accountability of the Word of God, in my opinion, is a waste of time. It's because you're only going to be accountable to the world if you're not using the good book of faith.
I like it. I like it. Be honest. Be open. Be unashamed.
I learned that today.
Be
open.
Be open. Be open. that's the thing. Be open.
My Lord.
That is your prophetic word. Be open.
Go ahead.
And be honest and be willing to see yourself for who you are and who you need to be, and realize that between the two stations, Jesus is still with you, and that is the gift of salvation. So. Hey, amen.
Hey, where's my message? I like that. So
where's my offer at? Anyway,
don't worry about you hit again.
Pastor Naaman, where can they connect with you, man?
Listen, man, I am on Facebook at Naaman Williams, and you can reach me also at Bread of Life Coaching. And I pastor one of the greatest churches in the world, Bread of Life Church of God in Christ, and we are the church that takes the limits off, and I mean for real.
Y'all, connect with Pastor Naaman at Bread of Life Kodrick. Hit him up on the gram. Hit him up on Facebook. Follow him. Follow on the gram, because Facebook only allows 5,000 people. And, you know, as you grow, you're going to max out. So follow him there. Follow the page. Y'all, hit him up. And if you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on today, you know what you got to do. Hit your boy up on Instagram, CBNK33. Follow, connect. Go to the business page. It is what it is, underscore show. And CBMK underscore global. You know how fast we're growing right now? 17,500 followers. I need you to go right now and go get your stuff. Superpower. www.cvnkglobal.store. Where it goes down, TikTok, CVNK Globe. And this, we're the best podcasts in on all your podcast platforms. But I want you to subscribe right here, YouTube at CVMK. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape. And it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.